Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. You had to call me a doctor.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio. Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. The new prescription for a new you, America. Great to be on our brand new affiliate right here across Central Florida on AM 1060 News. Excited to be a part of the team and bring this great message of health and wellness and lifestyle choices to you. So down in Florida, if you haven't heard this, we're brand new to you. We want to empower your health, take you to the next level so you can experience the thriving nature of the health that you deserve. Let's kick it off now and go with Andy. Hi, Andy. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Isa. How you doing, sir?
Living well, buddy. What's going on? How can I help?
I've got a food allergy. Well, I say I do. Back in 1963, I had these red scaly patches behind my knee. I think it's called eczema, maybe, leg eczema.
It could be. Mm-hmm.
And it was really a problem back then, 1963. I still have some of that, you know, I've had it off and on. And I'm thinking it's a food allergy. I've read that it's either wheat, sugar, or dairy. I even read it's alcohol, but, of course, I didn't drink any alcohol in 1963, for sure. So, or coffee or, let's see, coffee or chocolate. What could it be? I'm too late. If I cut all that out, I'd die. Because that's all I eat. So, what do you think it is, and then I'll cut it out, and I'll live.
All right, here's the deal. Let's talk about it for a second. So you haven't dealt with this for a long time, and now it's showing its head again, right?
Well, it's off and on, but it was back then, too, in 63. And I'm just thinking, well, I was consuming wheat, dairy, sugar, mainly of the allergens that I think it could be, which I still am. And
sure.
I'm just wondering, is this a food allergy?
I think any type of skin condition has a food allergy component to it. That's my own personal opinion based on the research and things that I've seen, even in practice. So first thing you want to do, first of all, when you're dealing with something like eczema, or that could potentially be eczema, is to eliminate foods. That is, I mean, when you're on the right track as far as, you know, doing some reading and researching that. The top two foods that you would want to eliminate first, if you're just wanting to do the process of elimination, would be cow's milk, dairy, and I would just, you know, cheese, yogurt, milk, all of it, and then also wheat products. So if it has flour in it, probably want to avoid it for a period of time. When I say a period of time, some people will eliminate one and the other. Like some people will do 2 weeks away from all cow's milk, dairy, and then 2 weeks away from all the wheat and grain products. And you can do that because, I mean, obviously you'll be able to pinpoint which one it is, but guaranteed it's going to be one of those. One of those are the big triggers for any type of skin related, you know, reaction or irritation or inflammation, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, those are a couple of things. And the other is omega-3 fatty acids. So I'm a big fan of cod liver oil because you get vitamin A and vitamin D. And of course, you know, it's pretty easy too. It's inexpensive, and a tablespoon a day for adults, pretty easy to get. But yeah, a lot of people are deficient in omega-3 fats, and when skin conditions get irritated like that, that's one of the main reasons that they become that way. So something just to think about in the meantime while you're digging. I don't think it's the chocolate, and I don't think it's so much the sugar, although you should stay away from the sugar, my opinion, is a good thing. But at the end of the day, usually it's the wheat or the dairy. So if you're not getting enough omega-3 fats, that's a big key, too. So I don't know if you're much of a supplement guy. Do you take supplements at all?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Are you taking cod liver oil now?
I just started that, listening to you, yes, sir.
Okay. How long have you, say, a couple of weeks or a month?
Two or three weeks. About 2 weeks, really, actually.
Are you taking the gel caps or the oil?
The caps right now.
Yeah, I would drop the caps. I've only found about one company that really is worth anything as far as the capsules go. Plus, you need 14 to 15 gel caps to equal one tablespoon of the actual oil itself. And if you've got skin conditions going on, I would shoot for the oil, because a tablespoon of that is really, it's so concentrated that it'll make a bigger impact.
Okay. Hey, I got a question real quick. What about buttermilk? Is that good or bad?
Buttermilk is okay. Right now, it's still considered dairy, and it's got a cow base to it. The meaning is made from cow's milk, that buttermilk is. So probably if you're going to do this elimination type deal to see if you have any food allergies, you might want to – I would avoid all dairy. I mean, when I say all of it, all of it. I mean, goat's milk is a little bit different because it's the closest molecular structure we have to human mother's milk. It's hypoallergenic, so it really doesn't affect our body in the way that some of the cow's milk can for some people. So that's just something to consider. So if you're looking for a limit, if you're looking for allergies and what might be affecting a certain area, and whether it's digestion, your skin, whatever, then it's good to just completely go off of it. And that way, when you introduce it back in, if your skin starts itching, you start getting a little splotchy, then you'll know that's what it was. And that's just good wisdom on that. If you don't have my book, Empowering Your Health, go to empoweringyourhealth.com, pick up a copy of it, because it'll give a good roadmap for you, and it's got all the inflammatory foods that you should eat, or the non-inflammatory foods, and the ones that are inflammatory that you should avoid. And it's just got a host of information in there that will kind of guide you, since you're kind of new to listening and new to what we're talking about. But that's a great question, and eczema is something that a lot of people deal with. Here's my little one-liner for it, okay? Skin conditions are an inside-out thing, not an outside-in thing. So it's coming from your gut. It's coming from the inside. And don't forget, getting the right bacterial flora is important too. Probiotics are king. And that's part of the foundational four that I talk about in my book. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. Quote for the day, Walt Disney says, the way to get started is to quit talking and start doing. Now that is a quote. I love it. Ryan in Auburn, Georgia. He says, I'm 36 years young. I love that, by the way, because you are 36 years young. I make a habit of walking in the mornings when I get up. Lately, I've been having some difficulty walking and some pain. The pain also comes on during the day during my normal routine. The doctor says it might be fibrous dysplasia. What do you recommend? Well, I think you need to continue working with your doctor on that. It's possible. I would definitely make sure that they run some blood tests if they haven't already. Surely they have, if he's even thinking that. But with fibrous dysplasia, one thing you always want to make sure that is in at a good level, that is, would be vitamin D. Vitamin D is so critical for these types of situations, and it's a key player. So if they haven't done a blood test, which a lot of times docs will not, vitamin D is a big player. So look at it. If the numbers are not between about 70 and 90, which is on the higher end of the normal range, then you might want to talk to them about that, because it is important. And with fibrous dysplasia, you know, obviously there's going to be some breakdown for whatever reason. It could be potential several different factors that could be doing that. Again, not having the test in front of me and not knowing all the results, very hard to kind of comment on that. But I can tell you just some general concepts. Reduce inflammation in the body. Look at vitamin D. Make sure those factors are being addressed as you're working with your doctor. And I think that, because obviously we were designed for more than to just be sick and tired of being sick and tired. So what do? We change our lifestyle. And radical changes equal radical results. No one can change your health and the way it is but you. Radical changes.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. pure, H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials when you want the best in healthy choices. Turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Attention, citizens of Northern Arizona. Are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? Take a tour of the ultimate bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with doomsday prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Tim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffitt of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Healthy Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Heavy smoking is tied to advanced kidney cancer. Imagine that. But a new study from Duke University reviewed the cases of 845 patients who had surgery for kidney cancer, or what we call renal cell carcinoma. And between 2000 and 2009, they found that current and former smokers were 1.5 to 1.6 times more likely to have advanced cancer than non-smokers. Heavy smoking for a longer period of time and smoking more was associated with advanced renal cell carcinoma. Kicking the habit reduced the risk of advancing disease by 9% for every 10 years that a former smoker was smoke-free, the investigators found. The findings were slated for a presentation Sunday at a special press conference, the American Urological Association meeting in Washington, D.C. And so with bladder cancer rates falling in the United States because of smoking actually declining a little bit. And they've noted that as well. So it's interesting. But, yeah, I mean, smoking obviously has a big impact all over the body. And one of the greatest things I think any physician can do is to encourage and connect with their patient enough to get them to want to quit. I mean, that is a big deal. Getting them to stop is huge. And if you smoke and you've even thought about it, it's really one of the greatest decisions you can make because it will radically impact your health just by quitting smoking. You know, let me give you a little bit of hope here. Now, there are two schools that agree with this, and there were some studies done, and there's kind of a camp of the medical doctors that agree, and there's a camp that really doesn't. But there is research that says that after 8 years of stopping smoking, if you smoke for 40 years, after 8 years, provided that there is no permanent damage like cancer tumors or whatever, that the lungs can regenerate. If anything, understand that the body does regenerate every single day, that gives you hope. If anything, do your own research, make your own decision. But I will tell you this, the body's absolutely amazing, and it can repair and it can regenerate. And there are amazing things that can happen within the body if you will just allow it to do that and give it the right environment to be able to thrive rather than just survive. 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Dr. Asa. I'm really pleased to speak with you.
Well, likewise, darling. How can I help?
Thank you. I'm falling to probably your category of 20% of callers with a question regarding a genetic disorder.
Okay.
I found out recently that I was born without a renal artery, and I found out through another visit to the hospital and a CT scan, and the protocol that I was given it's a little daunting to me, and that's the reason for my call. I'm hoping to hear some suggestions of how I can take hold of the situation and what I can do about it. And I can be proactive because I'm really not afraid of making radical changes if it will help the quality of my life. So the protocol given to me was to try to avoid getting shot in the abdomen and to try to avoid getting in a car accident because any impact to the abdomen could be detrimental. So besides that, and after visiting with specialists and over 100 years, like a century combined medical experience between all of them, that's where I was left hanging. That's it. My future could possibly be kidney failure. And this is very distressing to me. And oxycodone for pain is what was prescribed. And I'm not really a painkiller. That's like the last resort for me. So I'm hoping to hear something such as maybe some nutritional or perhaps there has been a case study done on this from research. They have not seen anyone that has this condition and thought I took the news quite well and was kind of stoic about it. So I thought I would call you and see what you've thought about this situation, if you've heard about it and had some encouraging. I've read your book, and unfortunately, I didn't cross any information that touched on this. I found a lot of very helpful information. I loved your book. I read it cover to cover, and have.
Thank you.
It was well done and well written. I really did enjoy it, and I've talked
Thank
about
you.
It to others. And so I'm really pleased, like I said initially, to speak with you. And maybe there's something that you would be able to share with me that would put me on the track of taking control of a situation that I seem to be faced with.
Well, and it is a challenge. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, when the doctors tell you we hardly ever see this, if ever,
mm-hmm,
you know,
yes.
It does put you in a place to make you feel kind of stoic and makes you feel, well, okay, great. You know, so now I have a situation that these doctors that have been in practice for 20-plus years are looking at me and scratching their head and saying, I've never really seen this. So when you get to a place like that, obviously they... You feel inside like, does anyone really know what to do? What do I do? And they tell you don't get hit in the abdomen, don't get hit in the lower back, because you don't want to start, you know, affecting the kidneys in a negative way. And really, that's all we know to tell you. Well, I have some questions, actually, that I want to get into. And we're going into commercial break. So let's do this. We'll go in. You're dealing with not having a renal artery, a kidney artery is what that is. And so we're going to talk a little bit about kidney function. We're going to talk a little about the physiology of it and what might be a good game plan moving forward, even from more of a preventative side. The good news is that the kidneys are working. That's the good news. So let's get into some of this about overall kidney health when we come back. 888-283-7272.
Where I want.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the power of essential oils in achieving a great health plan. Essential oils can be safer, more effective, and cheaper than some medicine. Using these natural scents from nature can give your body the tools to thrive and aid in supporting health conditions like cardiovascular health, poor digestion, aches and pains, and more. Find out how to receive a 25% discount, save hundreds of dollars, and get your free guide. Visit healingdropbydrop.com. That's healingdropbydrop.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. you are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Are you ready to fight back? Fight back against the army of spies, scammers, and government wonks that are hell-bent on stealing your information? Let me ask you one question. What are you doing right now to protect your privacy? Learn how to take your identity off the grid and even disappear forever with this weird trick at privacyradio.com. I'll show you how to protect yourself and your family from big government and big business in just 10 easy steps. Go to privacyradio.com to learn more.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Live Healthy online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out. What are you struggling with? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia. Remember, whatever you're dealing with, great or small, the body can change. You have to be willing to make changes in your own life to be able to empower yourself. And that's what it's all about, because no one can make these changes for you. The doctor can't. Friends, family members, coworkers, no one can help take responsibility for your health but you. And we were talking with Michelle, and Michelle's been dealing with some challenging news that she just received, talking with her doctors, that they found out that she didn't have a renal artery. Now, that's the main artery that supplies blood to the kidneys. And we know the kidneys are vital organs to our body. Matter of fact, we can't live without three different organ systems. The top three organ systems we can't live without functioning at a high level. Number one, the brain. Number two, the heart. And number three, the kidneys. So if any of those three systems go down, we go down. And so understanding that, it's a challenging situation for your doctor to look at you and say, hey, by the way, you don't have a renal artery. And you're like, okay, well, thanks. It's good to know. So what do you do? They say don't get hit in the gut. I agree with that. That's actually really good wisdom to be careful with that. But you're already what age, Michelle?
I'm 44. Age 44.
Yeah, so you're still a spring chicken. So
thank you very much. I feel that way.
So you've made it this long, and it's so funny. So it's true though. You made it this long and done very well.
I think that's a very good point. Thank you for saying that, because I really focus on that the body is an amazing machine, and my body has adjusted and it's rerouted, and I've made it 44 years. And I think that's incredible. And I'd like to, there's so many things I want to do yet. So I really want to work with my body and make it easier on it. And so I'm really excited to hear what you think.
Well, and thanks. And the other issue is with kidney function, did they do the blood work? And what did they give you a determination about the percent of the kidney and the function of the kidneys right now?
They said that it looks well. I mean, it looks, my kidneys look good. And they felt very positive about how the condition that they were in. They said that it looks like I've taken good care of myself. So that was encouraging.
Very encouraging. Because yeah. The kidneys, when something like that occurs, it can be really challenging. I will tell you just some overall, just general tips for kidney health that are really good. Obviously, drinking plenty of water. And this, some of these will be common sense, and some of them might not be. But drinking plenty of non-chlorinated, non-fluorinated water, like distilled water, really a good way to go. All right, very good for the kidney health, overall kidney health. The other is to look into juniper berries. Now, this is really, really interesting. There was a gentleman, this is not a study, by the way, like a formal study. This was a gentleman that I met a couple of years ago, and he was on dialysis. And now, I'd always known about juniper berries and kidney health as far as being very beneficial. They have a strong link to supporting the kidneys. Now, I'm not talking about someone in renal disease and renal failure that needs to take juniper berries and that's going to heal them. All right, I'm not saying that at all. But this guy, because of the research he did, he was eating, I don't know how many, you know, big bowls of juniper berries every day. But he was down to about 20, well, down to about, I believe, 15% kidney function. And he was on dialysis. And they gave him, I believe, about 6 months to live, something like that. And he actually prolonged, is still living to this day. And that's been 2 years ago. And he takes the medicine that they give him, and he does the dialysis. So he's doing everything they said. But he did his own research, and he started eating all these juniper berries. And it's keeping his kidney function working at a good level. I mean, he's still on dialysis, but still. So it's interesting how, you know, for whatever reason, the properties, there are some components in the juniper berries that are very healing and regenerative to the kidneys for whatever reason. So something to think about. They make obviously supplements and whatnot you can look into. That's not going to bring back your renal artery, okay? So that's genetic. It is what it is. And you're right, the body has rerouted itself in some way because obviously the kidneys are not dying. They're getting a blood supply. And there's other ways for the kidneys to get the blood supply too, and the body will reroute. But just for overall kidney health and support, you're 44. And so you want to make sure that you're doing everything you can for the next 40 years of your life, that you know you're doing everything to support those kidneys, which I think is great that the doctors gave you good wisdom. But as far as making right choices, I mean, there's not a whole lot for me to tell you as far as in detail. I mean, it sounds like if you're eating well and you're drinking plenty of water and you're exercising, all the basic lifestyle factors, there's nothing different for someone that's just wanting overall heart health, really, as it is for keeping your kidneys healthy, you know, minus a genetic defect, really, that is out of your control. You can't control that. It just kind of is what it is. But the good news is you're functioning well. Gosh, that's great news. I would just make sure, I mean, I guess the awareness of it can be a good thing and a bad thing because you didn't even know it for 44 years, right? So you're just moving along like anyone else thinking your kidneys are healthy. And they found that. So now you know. Don't let your subconscious mind now tell your body that you're defected and that there's something wrong with you, and because that whole psychosomatic phenomenon can kick in. And I've seen it happen with too many people. And it just can really rob you of your hope and rob you of your health. You don't want it to start declining just because you think it should, if that makes sense. And that's not really a bunch of mumbo jumbo. That's the truth. It really is. So, you know, keep your mind about you, as they say. And you know, your kidneys, if the docs have cleared you and they said they're doing well, the blood work, the BUN, the creatinine, all the different blood tests are coming back and they're fine and they're normal, that's great. I mean, that's exciting for me to hear for you. Because I want to see you do very well, and it sounds like you are. So keep it up. Keep doing what you're doing and just make really good choices. And you might want to do some research on the juniper berries. It could be something that it could benefit you just for a long term. And some people eat raspberries in the morning, and you eat juniper berries. It's a good thing. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out, drasa.com on the web. You can shoot me an email, as well as check us out on Facebook and Twitter there at the website. If you haven't signed up for the weekly email newsletter, the lifestyle newsletter, you want to miss it because great information to empower your health and your life. Let's go on now to Eric. Hi, Eric.
I've been taking glucose music in Detroit for about 6 years now for knee joint problems. Yeah, ever so slightly, maybe just one or two pimples per day, but I feel confident I've traced it to the glucose mucochondroid, and also MSM is part of one of the components in the compound I'm taking. And I know that's made from shellfish. Maybe as I'm aging, I'm developing an allergy to that.
Well, let's back up for just a second. We'll talk about a couple things. First of all, let me tell you, I'm not that big of a fan of the glucose mucochondroitin.
Okay.
It does work for some people. It doesn't work for some people. It does work for some people, but it does not work for a lot of people, okay? A couple of things to ask you for just a moment. And talk to me a little bit about your lifestyle choices on a regular basis. Do you exercise?
Yes.
How many days a week?
Every day. Not as an athlete would. I'm 65. I need to use my hands, my wrists, my elbows, and my fingers. When you tune one piano, you literally lift it 20 tons over an hour. So,
wow.
I need all my joints or I'm going out of business.
Yeah. Right. So here's something I just would want to ask. So do you get your blood work done on a regular basis? Have you checked your vitamin D levels, say, in the last year?
I do blood. I have one physical per year where they take do blood work, and because I'm taking a real low grade blood pressure pill for about 3 years now. Lipren, is it Lioprin, okay, or something like that?
Lisinopril.
And they say they have to check the blood to make sure that it's not damaging another part of my body. So
yeah, they do that. I would encourage you to go every 6 months. And in going every 6 months, I think it would be really important. Just it's better to stay on top of things that way. And with especially as you age, not that you're old by any means, but you know, it sounds to me like being active and having all of your joints, you know, healthy and really every system in your body healthy is something you're striving for so you can keep going. Well, getting blood work done every 6 months is actually a really good way to go. And the reason is because our blood changes every 90 to 120 days. But to kind of wrap up your question, let me give you a couple of keys that are really important for joint health. In my book, Empowering Your Health, which you can get at empoweringyourhealth.com, there's an anti-inflammatory diet in there. Look at that, because inflammatory foods will cause arthritis and that joint deterioration. That's important. Next, cod liver oil, not in the gel caps, but in the oil itself, is extremely important to cut down inflammation in the body and keep joints healthy. So look into cod liver oil and the benefits of omega-3 oils and look into some great research on vitamin C and the building of collagen within the body, and can help with joint health. And, of course, to make sure you have that allergy that you're thinking of, maybe go off of that, the glucosamine and chondroitin and MSM, for a couple of weeks and see how it goes. But I'll tell you, the vitamin D is a hidden secret for joint health.
Are you a man or woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus is a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widens the arteries and improves their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure levels and boosts libido and sexual performance for men safely and naturally. In fact, both your blood pressure and sexual performance are linked to better blood flow and circulation.
dozens of clinical studies prove it. In fact, all the prescription pills for men's sexual function work by boosting nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus work for thousands of men and women worried about their blood pressure and for men looking for a boost in libido, better sexual performance in both strength and duration. Call now and try Heart Factors Plus free for 30 days. 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619. You only pay a small shipping fee today. You'll see the results or simply don't pay. Call 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallach, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid meteor shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Check out the show 24/7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Kick it off and go with Kendra. Hi, Kendra.
Hi, Dr. Asa.
Good to talk with you, darling.
Excuse me?
I said it's great to talk with you, darling. How can I help?
Thank you. I appreciate that. I listen to your show all the time. Well, Dr. Asa, I actually am a fairly healthy 51-year-old. I don't smoke. Actually never smoked. I don't drink. My medications, if I take any, it would be Tylenol. Only thing I really suffered from practically all my life was migraine headaches. Around, I guess, in the 80s, I did start taking Tylenol for that. But lately, I mean, in years, I don't even take that much because they don't work. But anyway, I went to the doctor, and I got my annual physical. And my primary care physician noticed that my liver enzymes were elevated. So she sent me to get a liver scan, and the test came back, and they are saying that I had a fatty liver. And considering the fact that she says I'm not overweight, I'm a thin person, that's bringing her some concern. But the thing she noted was, you know, I need to stay away from the, you know, acetaminophen medications and basically to just look at it. You know, we'll look and see. But my question is there any way, because I asked her, is this something that I'm going to have to live with, you know, from here on out? And she said, pretty much so. I just needed to know if there's anything I could do to, you know, help make my liver a little healthier or, you know, I know it's a major organ, you know, for purifying your body. So I'm a little concerned about the fact that she said there's pretty much not anything that can be done.
Well, if the liver itself, it definitely can be kind of cleaned out. So let's step back for a second, okay?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, the liver is a top regenerating organ in the body. I mean, the liver is one of those organs that can just take a licking and literally rebuild and regenerate. Now, there is a point of no return for any organ system.
Mm-hmm.
So just understand that. But the liver is pretty darn resilient. And you say you're pretty healthy, so you're not overweight, right?
No, I am not.
Okay. All right. Did you drink a lot of alcohol in the past?
No. What was the thing she said? Either you're a drinker or you take Tylenol. Well, I don't. I bet you I haven't. Maybe alcohol. I tried it in high school, and that was it. That was the last time.
Okay, I understand. So that just not it's not your bag. And you've ate fairly well, right?
I would say for the most part. I would say probably maybe the last year or so, I probably eat out more than I usually do, but for the most part, I love vegetables. You know, my body craves, you know, salads and green vegetables. I don't even have an issue with it. I like to eat a balanced meal.
Okay. So all of that is a great clue. And they're saying that what percent of it was fatty liver? Did she say it was extreme? Did she say mild, moderate, severe? What did she say?
She didn't use any of those terms. She just said that it was enough to warrant concern that in a couple of more months she would want to have another one done.
Okay.
So that was it. She said the issue was that usually you wouldn't find that in a person who was as thin as I was and didn't drink and, you know.
Yeah, that is true. But, I mean, again, there are some weird things that will pop up within the body, for sure. Is there anything that you eat or that's in your lifestyle that you would find that, I guess, would be kind of out of the ordinary?
I have to just say, not really, other than the fact I say the last, you know, a year or so, I probably eat out more than I usually do, you know. So that would be, you know, just with my job change and things.
What do you do for work?
I would say the major thing.
What do you do for work?
Oh, I work at a insurance company helping people with Medicare and their insurance.
So, okay. Now, do you exercise?
Minimum.
What's the minimum?
Like maybe
Like once
I'll
a year?
Walk 30 minutes or maybe no more than an hour.
Like you'll walk an hour once a month?
Once a week.
All right. Well, here's the deal. If otherwise you're healthy and you're kind of like a normal thin build and really you eat fairly well but you don't exercise, that could be enough. And there could be some genetic reasons that you're accumulating some fat around the liver. That could be a possibility. One thing you want to do, obviously, is you're eating out a lot. That does play a role. And that can make up a difference in a 9-month period and start causing some of those issues, especially if you have a genetic tendency. Do you take any medicine for any type of disease at all? Are you taking
any
medicine?
No, I do not. The only thing that I've ever taken, it would be the Tylenol on a regular basis. And as I said, I stopped doing that several years ago because, one, it really wasn't working for the migraines, and two, I started getting a little scared concerning it when the reports came out.
When you get migraine headaches, just real quick, where does it hurt the most, right side, left side, or back of the head?
I would say my temples and over my eyes. Because I always get, where my eyes start really hurting.
Okay, well, here's a couple things. Just my thoughts. All right, this is my opinion. You're working with your doctor. I think that's a great thing. The other is you might want to look into exercise. Exercise has proven to not just pull down body fat from external, like your love handles and your hips and thighs, but internal organ fat, like the fat that it can accumulate around the organs. So 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, no excuses, no matter what. That should be one of your number one goals. That's my thought. If it was me, that's what I would do. And that's one of the major issues. Look into getting the right kind of fats in, like plenty of the good omega-3 fatty acids, because when you get the right kind of fats in, it helps balance out the wrong kind of fats that can be in the body and not getting the wrong kind of fats from your diet. Also look into a test called leptin. Leptin is a blood test that your physician can run. Have them run that check and see what the results are and let them counsel you on that. Puts another hour in the charts. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
While I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally. I air expressed it up to her. Within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.